Right in the middle of a second date update, and if you're just joining us, the dude on the phone sent us an email saying he had a crazy story. Normally, that means they're pretty lame, but this one definitely delivered. Yeah. He met a girl off of Tinder named Gwen. They hung out at a bar, played some pool, flirted a little bit, and they were about to leave to go back to his place, and then when they went to go get the Uber, he got jumped by a homeless dude and knocked out.
That is a crazy story.
Seriously, yeah. Though.
Then when he finally came to, he was alone by himself. His date was gone. The homeless guy was gone. The only person around was a pleasant old lady who said, "Are you okay?" And then went along on her way, and she left him there too. So he was pretty much just all alone. And he hasn't been able to figure out why Gwen won't go back out with him after that whole experience.
So the one thing I'm kind of confused about, Lewis, is why you want another date. Because it sounded like this was just a hookup night anyway, that you met this girl off Tinder and just wanted to get some. Fine. Totally fine. And then she leaves you after you get knocked out. Like, why are we calling her again?
Well, A, I wanted to hook up that night, and it didn't happen.
Okay.
So that was one. Okay. And B, I don't understand why she just left me there.
Yeah.
I want to know why she would just leave me knocked out on the sidewalk.
Uh-huh. I'm kind of curious on that one, too, actually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and you could have got lucky. We don't know what happened with you and that homeless dude after he knocked you out. You know what I mean? We really don't. So
that better not have happened.
I agree. You want to remember that, you know? We got to find all this stuff out, all right? I'm going to dial her phone number right now, man. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Gwen, please?
This is she.
Hey, Gwen, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show. We're calling you because we actually got an email about you from one of our listeners.
Who?
It's a guy that you went out on a date with. You met him off of Tinder.
That narrows it down.
Well, I'm going to really narrow it down for you right now because he was the dude that was beat up by a homeless guy. If that doesn't narrow it down for you, then we really need to do like a whole other thing with you, Gwen.
Oh, yeah, no, I know who you're talking about.
It would be amazing if she said which one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was Lewis.
Yes. So Lewis is wondering why you just left him after he got beat up by the homeless dude.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie. It sounds, from his side of the story, pretty cold-hearted.
No, I know. It does not look good. Yeah. It was a crazy night, and I didn't really know how to tell him what had happened, so I just figured that, like, ghosting him would actually be the more polite thing.
Really?
You know how to tell him what happened?
Yeah, and more polite than leaving him on a sidewalk?
Well, I mean, like, he was fine. I mean, we were in a pretty safe area, and like,
It's cool. The neighborhood was good.
Good street.
I mean, he was coming. I mean, like, he was coming, too. I mean, like, it's just really hard to go. It's just really complicated.
Well, how is it complicated? Because from his side of things, it doesn't sound that complicated at all. It sounds like he just got knocked out and then you ditched him and won't go out with him again.
Well, I mean, there's more than that, and it doesn't really get much better for him. So I didn't really want to, like, I don't know. I just didn't want to, like, hurt his feelings or whatever.
You know, when he was telling us about your date, I thought maybe that you took off because you didn't feel like he could protect you in a situation like that.
I mean, I really hadn't, like, thought about it like that. That didn't really occur to me, no.
Was he, okay, a lot of times people will leave details out. Was he, like, being a jerk to the homeless dude? He says the homeless guy just attacked.
No, he wasn't, okay. Like, I mean, he was drinking, but, like, I mean, both of us were. I mean, okay. All right, we were just outside the bar. We were just joking around, like, play arguing or whatever. And I guess this guy thought we were really, like, fighting and that, like, he was really upset with me or that he was really, like, trying to get in my face or whatever. So this guy comes up and he confronts Lewis, you know, just stern, like, why are you getting up in this woman's face? And, like, so Lewis got really defensive and he got really upset and he got back in the guy's face. And the guy, like, knocked him out for, like, getting up all on him. So, I mean, it took, like, one swing and he was out.
Okay, you don't need to say that. That's, like, you know, you're just rubbing it in Lewis's face right now.
You know? I mean, like, the guy was a big guy. So
what made you change your mind about Lewis? Because up till now...
Well, okay, so, like, he's laid out and I was freaking out. I was, like, about to go into the bartender and, like, call the cops because this guy like swung at him. And then the guy stopped me. He was like, no. I've been like, the guy told me that he wasn't like a homeless guy. He wasn't a guy at the, like, he was an undercover cop. And I was like, oh, bullshit. And I kept going like, I'm going to go over to the bartender. And then he showed me his badge.
Okay.
And the guy was a legitimate like police officer and he really thought he was protecting me.
Oh, wow.
So I was really freaking out and he felt so bad. And he was just like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. I thought that the guy was, like, getting in your face, and I've seen this before, and I really didn't want something bad to happen to you. You look like a really nice girl. And so he apologized so much, and he ended up being, like, a really, really sweet guy. And, he, like, I hate to say it, but, like, when it slowed down and everything, he was a really good-looking guy, and he had a really nice body.
Oh my gosh. Oh no. You were attracted to the homeless guy that punched out your date.
The homeless guy that was an undercover cop. I mean, or is an undercover cop.
Oh, you want to clarify that? Wait a second. He wasn't just a homeless guy.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, he was just really sweet, and I was, like, shaking, and I was upset, and he just, like, stayed with me, and, you know, he asked me if I wanted to go grab something to eat, like, around there because I was so upset. And,
what a jerk! I hate this!
Dude, wait, so you went out on another date with the guy that punched out your date?
Oh, my God.
Well, it wasn't really, like, a date. Mm-hmm. He just wanted to take me somewhere to grab something to eat just because I was so shaken up and just, like, get some water. And
wow.
I'm sorry.
And Lewis is laying there the whole time, knocked out cold.
So, wait. Have you gone out on another date with homeless cop guy?
Yes.
Oh, man. This is crazy.
I'm dying.
We really hit it off. And, like, I mean, we've been seeing each other. And, yeah, I would officially say that, you know, we're a couple.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. No wonder you didn't call him back. I wouldn't call him back either.
Yeah, that sucks for Lewis. I mean, good for you. You got a new homeless undercover cop boyfriend, but Lewis still thinks that he got beat up by a homeless dude and you just took off.
Yeah, I feel really, really bad. I mean, I just couldn't tell him what happened. And, I mean, it was so insane how everything worked out, but, like, I just couldn't. I didn't want to add insult to injury and tell him what had happened after. Like,
yeah. And I hate to add insult to injury here, but Lewis is actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
I cannot get over this.
Wait, like he called you? Like, he's not on the other line right now, right?
Unless somebody else came along and knocked him out. He should be there. Lewis, are you there?
Yeah, I'm on the line.
I don't know what to say.
You kind of said it all. Actually. Wow. So what you're saying, Gwen, is that you hooked up with the homeless guy who knocked me out, who was undercover as a cop, and now you're seeing each other.
Yeah.
Oh, this is awesome.
How could you do that? Like, I get punched out, and then you just leave. I don't understand.
With the guy who punched you.
And you seemed okay. I mean, and he put your jacket under your head and to make sure that you were okay. I mean, it was a really sweet thing he did for you.
Oh, yeah, that's so nice, Lewis. I don't understand why you're upset.
I can't believe this happened. Gwen, I was unconscious. He punched me unconscious. Like, really?
I mean, he's strong. He probably doesn't even know his own strength, and I mean, he's a cop.
Seriously? Really? You're going to throw that in my face?
Oh, man.
I mean, he knew you were okay. I mean, he checked your vital signs and everything, and you seemed okay, like, right before we left to get food.
And that's another thing. You went and got food with this guy while I'm laying there unconscious. Who does that? You're a horrible person.
Oh!
Oh, Lewis.
What? I'm not overreacting.
I don't know.
Okay?
I mean,
laying on the sidewalk, unconscious.
Okay, yes, that is bad. But you were just looking for a hookup that night. It's not like you're upset that your dream girl's gone.
Well, she doesn't know that. I only told you guys that.
Oh.
Well, she knows that she's a hookup now. Gwen, he was just planning on hooking up with you that night and didn't want more to do with you. So I guess you shouldn't feel too bad.
Well, I mean, you know, he was, you know, my hookup too. I still, you know, feel bad for him, and I don't like how everything played out, and I feel bad about that.
Well, do you feel bad enough to go out with him again? Because I'd love to send you guys on a second date. Would you go out with Lewis one more time? We'll pay for it.
That's sweet and everything, but I like I said, I am kind of seeing someone.
She's in a relationship.
This is unbelievable.
Oh, man.
I mean, I know it's strange, and I know it didn't end up the best for you, but I mean, I'm really happy, and things are going really well. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have met Kyle that night.
Oh my God.
Kyle, that's the homeless cop's name.
Oh, all right, awesome.
Well, good for you and good for Kyle. I'm so thrilled for you.
Look at that. You're a matchmaker. You didn't even know it, Lewis.
Oh, how romantic.
It is.
Yeah, while I lay unconscious on the ground. I'm such a matchmaker.
Hey, you work in mysterious ways, Lewis. Yeah. You really do.